Batman.
I am the knight. I am Batman.
I am Batman.
I'm 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 Batman.
Welcome to episode 210 of Shanlon on Batman. I am your host, Justin Shanlon, and we have Kyle Davis in the house. On tonight's episode, we'll be talking about the filming of Superman. It's no longer Superman Legacy. It is now just known as Superman. There's been some other casting news known as well. We finally got our first look at the new Superman. I keep on saying Superman Legacy because it just feels like...
We're so ingrained in our minds, but now it's different.
Like that's just what it feels like to me. It's still Superman Legacy because I actually like that title. You know, like it's not Superman Begins, it's not Superman Returns. I just like the idea of Superman Legacy, but it's now Superman. We got a first like look at Jim Halpert. He looks like Jim Halpert. There's a picture of him, like the cast photo where he's got a hat on. I was like, he looks like if John Krasinski was like young again, he was like super, you know, he's got the facial structure of John Krasinski. So, but right, some right. stuff to talk about. Finally, some stuff happening in the DC universe. And there's like this buzz. There's this buzz around Superman. I just keep on saying Superman Legacy. But James Gunn officially changed the title from Superman Legacy to Superman. So let me read you what he said about that. Hold on one second. Let me pull this up.
Pull out them deets.
So, like, I guess I should have been more prepared for this. But, you know, a lot of things have happened. Let me pull up. So he posted a first look at the Superman suit. Overjoyed to be announcing the start of principal photography on Superman today, February 29th, which just so happens to be coincidentally an unplanned Superman's birthday. When I finished the first draft of the script, I called this film Superman Legacy. By the time I locked the final draft, it was clear the title was Superman, making our way to you July 2025. I'm glad it's Superman. I'm glad it's not like Superman the movie. I'm glad it's not Superman Returns. I'm glad it's not Man of Steel.
On the bright side, it's not called The Superman. So I'm thankful for that.
It's funny. You don't like the name The Batman Part 2?
I'm actually okay with The Batman. But I was kind of more of making a play on The Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know, so about the title itself, I kind of dig it. Superman Legacy was a good title, and I would have been okay with that. But something about this just being Superman really does feel like they're committed to harkening back to like the original iconography of Superman. They're determined to make this a really great entry into the franchise, a good introduction to the character for new people. I'm digging it. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
About just naming it Superman is you can have that, you know, the comic book has that very iconic, you know, Superman where it's kind of like curved. You know,
yeah.
Like that could just be part of the poster now. So instead of it being Superman, then Legacy, or, you know, Man of Steel or whatever, the Man of Tomorrow, you know. I just like the idea of Superman because, you know, obviously they did Superman the movie, and they did Superman Returns, they did Superman 2, Superman 3, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Yep.
Man of Steel. So it just feels like, all right, here's who we are. It's just Superman. And coincidentally, I didn't plan this. I'm wearing a Superman shirt right now. I did not plan this. This is not like, oh, I'm gonna wear my Superman shirt tonight.
Justin's lying. It was all part of the plan.
But yeah, like those are like just that in a level. Again, Superman Legacy was a great title.
Yeah.
And changing it to just Superman is clean. It's iconic.
Like one of the things we have been harping on the show has been, as we are moving into this new era of DC, we really need a fresh start. Just wipe the slate clean as much as you can, and then start anew. And I feel like just titling this Superman is a great way of doing that. Don't need to worry about anything that came before. You can just start right here.
And if we so do we, what do we want to talk about next? We want to talk about the actual first look at the iconic Superman chess piece or whatever.
Let's go into that, since that came alongside the news of the title.
So what are your thoughts on it? I'm very curious. We've not talked about this.
We haven't talked about this.
We have this,
so
like, going in
there. We don't see a lot. It's literally just the crest. It's just the S on the chest.
Very Kingdom Come looking.
It is very Kingdom Come looking. But the thing that immediately stuck out to me is, yeah, it does feel modern. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have the spandex look from the older Superman costumes. Like, this looks like they took the Man of Steel costume and actually put color on it, which is great.
A half a billion people might want to kill you.
Anybody with eyeballs can look at the Man of Steel costume and just see that it's like gray and gray. Okay. Like, I literally just pulled up a picture before this recording. I was like, wow, I don't remember the Man of Steel costume looking like that, but yeah, it's just like gunmetal gray and gold.
Like, my issue, like, let's just talk about the colors of it before we kind of like go into like a diatribe against, you know, the Zack Snyder look and everything. Like, I agree with you 100%. What are your thoughts on the yellow and the, you know, the dark red, and then it's covered in snow?
Yeah, the snow is an interesting touch, but
so apparently they're filming in Norway, but then I saw that, you know, I saw that Boar's Kid or something, Variety or the Hollywood Reporter said they're filming in Atlanta, but then I saw a story where they're about to be filming in Cleveland, but I for sure thought they were filming in Norway, hence the snow, but who knows where they're at right now. Like, this could be, they like, could be in Atlanta right now filming on a set somewhere, but I thought
that could be happening. But if there's going to be a lot of snow, is like, are we going to see the Fortress of Solitude in this movie?
I have no idea. Like, cause he said, this is kind of like Superman. It's not Superman origin. Like, they're not going back to Superman the movie. They're not going back to, you know, Man of Steel, or they're retelling his origin story. So, but it's a young Clark, like a younger Clark.
It's a Superman year one.
I would say like maybe like super. I've heard like Superman two or three.
Okay.
Like he's been at the Daily Planet for a minute. So, and Superman's already kind of known. He's kind of like been there. Doing, you know, he's like, I wouldn't say like as young as like where Batman was in the Batman. I would say like, I'd say like a little bit more established,
a little bit more experience. Makes sense.
Like in the Batman, they said like, well, you know, the Batman's been doing this for a year now, but he's still not really established. He's kind of more of a mythological, you know, idea in the hearts of criminals. Like he's not, like, there's not a lot that's known about him other than to criminals, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
People, like, the citizens of Gotham probably like, oh, you know, I heard about this, you know, dark avenging creature of the night. And, like, because, you know, but I think, like, at the end of the Batman, like...
That was, like, his big, like, coming out, essentially, be like, hey, I am here for the people of Gotham. I'm like beacon in the dark.
That weird Superman line about hope, and I'm like, what? Remember that?
That was like the best part of the movie.
I didn't like that line. I was like, that's a Superman line. But it's better than what Bane says, like, so you come back to save your city. No, I've come back to fight you.
Yeah. Batman's like, I don't give a shit about the people. I just want to kick your ass. It's like, all right, Frank Miller.
So thoughts on the overall emblem that's being used, Kingdom Come, but it looks like it's melding a bunch of other, like, iconic Superman looks. It looks like we're getting, there's yellow in it. It reminds me of, like, the 1938, or is like a yellow emblem at the beginning with the Superman, like the Superman S there. But Kingdom Come as well. We don't really get to see, like, the blue, like, what color, like, I heard it's kind of pastel blue, but that blue looks a little like as dark, or just like a shade. I wouldn't say as dark, but like a shade less dark than like the Man of Steel Superman suit.
It definitely stands out more than that. Like, it's not quite like a Superman Returns blue, but it's a pretty stark blue. Like, it's a Twitter hyperlink blue.
So I guess my thoughts on this, if you're done with your thoughts, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
My thoughts on this are, I think this is the best Superman crest or shield that we've seen on the big screen probably ever. I hated the Superman Return suit. I didn't like the blue. I didn't like how small the Superman S was on his chest. I really like the Man of Steel, but that was way too muted for me. And then when you got to the BVS Superman suit, it just looked really, it was too shiny. It almost looked greasy. I didn't like how they had, you know, the Kryptonian, like, cursive on the S as well, if you remember that. Like, I did not like the BVS look whatsoever. He looked really kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Like the proportions of that just did not. Like, his hair was, like, slicked back and everything. Because I'm just remembering him walking down the halls of the Capitol.
Yeah, that did happen.
And, like, it just doesn't – to me, like, my – like, they should have gone a little bit less muted. I really like the Man of – like, I liked his look in the Man of Steel suit. Like, I thought that it really did a good job. Show like how muscular Henry Cavill was. It was kind of like a different, but then when we got to BVS, I'm just like, I really did not like the look. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. The way that they did the hair with it, like everything just looked greasy. Everything, like, you just looked like he got done working at a Wendy's, you know, during a surge price.
Just got done dealing with the surge pricing at Wendy's.
Like, it just, everything looked greasy. I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, just, there was, it just, I thought that they had an opportunity to really do something special with that BVS suit, and it just did not, you know, really do it for me. I do like the Zack Snyder Superman suit, you know, where it's kind of black, even though, like, I would have preferred it, like, instead of that S symbol being gray, more, like, it should have been a lot whiter to contrast that black on it. But I thought that was a good looking suit. But again, like, it just looked too shiny. I'm not looking for that. I want something that's, and I'm not saying I want it to go look like, you know, a leotard, like, you know, the Christopher Reeve suit either. But I think from what we see right now, it's a good start. Like, I'm guessing we're going to have, you know, the Superman, you know, trunks on the outside with a belt and,
yeah, that's the thing for me. Like, the crest and the little bit of the suit we see here, it's great. But what's going to really tie it together is going to be, like, how does David Corenswet actually look in the suit? How is his hair going to look? Are there going to be trunks? Are there not going to be trunks? And if they do the trunks, how are they going to clash with the crest? You know, there's a lot more to the Superman suit than just the crest. But so far, it's a good start.
I think, like, I did not expect them to. I had heard that they were going to do something for Superman's birthday, since it was leap day and leap year and everything. And, you know, his Superman and Clark Kent's birthday is February 29th. Mm-hmm. But I was like, like, with Warner Brothers' past track record, they really don't like to do suit reveals, you know, on the first, you know, before filming starts. I mean, other than the Batman, you know, you had that. And I was actually kind of hoping for that. Like, if they were going to do anything, do what they did, what Matt Reeves did with the Batman. You remember, they did, like, that 50-second, like, suit test, and they had, like, some of the music behind it. And it didn't really reveal a lot. It just kind of revealed just enough to kind of get you excited.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I remember when they did the Anne Hathaway suit reveal right before they started filming in Pittsburgh. You know, that was a thing. I'm just kind of, like, thrilled that he's kind of like, all right, I would much rather you see, like, an official, even though he said he took it on his iPhone. if he can make that look good just from an iPhone, we're in for a treat, right? I mean, obviously, like,
Imagine that on, like, a nice 4K camera. That'd be great.
It just like I like the it just seems like there's something special about that suit. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it yet. Like just the color contrast, you know, from the dark red and that muted yellow. And then like the yellows kind of surrounding the outside of the, you know, the Superman S and the it's Kingdom Come looking. There's a lot to like about this. So
I don't know, like what I'm hearing is like, you're just not used to seeing colors and it's like taking you aback. So it's okay, Justin, the Zack Snyder era is over.
I mean, not according to the Snyder, you know, fiend. And I did see a bunch of people. I did see this on the 29th when this was revealed. A lot of people like, you know, the Zack Snyder suit was way better. I'm just like, okay, you might be right, but that's not happening anymore.
It's okay to like that. It's okay to prefer that, but to be like, this new thing is not as good as the other thing. So let us have our thing. Let us enjoy the new thing.
It's okay. I mean, to be fair, there was some yellow in that suit. I'm looking at it right now.
It was like a gold more than a yellow.
Right. But it was very muted. And like I saw some people like, I will only support this James Gunn universe is only if he allows Snyder to finish his last two films. I'm just like, what?
Justin, I'm telling you, you got to get off Twitter. There's nothing but shitty takes over there. They're not real human beings. I'm telling you that right now.
Like, and like, I just like it too because I like having Superman having a huge S on his chest. Like, I think, like, I thought the Man of Steel suit actually probably had the best, like, so far the best proportions of that. But I really, like, I was like, man, I just wish that shield was a little bit bigger. And we're kind of there with it now, it seems like.
So it gets the full pecs right there.
And I'm going back to look at the Superman Returns suit.
It's a tiny S.
It's so bad. Like I don't like the colors.
It looks like they went to a Spirit Halloween and got a Superman costume.
The colors you have a really, really light blue Superman suit, and then you have really dark burgundy red. It just doesn't work. And then you have that really small Superman S. It's just like none of it goes well together. And like, I'm not saying like, obviously that came out in 2006 and like for Superman Returns, it is what it is. Like obviously that film didn't work as it just, I'm looking like this is, I'm impressed. I know for a few people that were uninspired with this idea of James Gunn doing a Superman movie or the DCU going forward, or they're actually them actually making a Superman film. And when they saw that S, they're like, I'm in. So
it's like, dang, this man's cooking. All right. Let's let him keep cooking.
So, and then did you see that Rachel Brosnahan on her TikTok or Instagram posted a picture? Well, it's kind of like a little 3-second reel of Lex, Nicholas Holt as Lex. Like they were hanging out like at a hotel or a restaurant or something. And it was Rachel, like Lois Lane at the front, Rachel Brosnahan. Then over her right shoulder was Nicholas Holt with a shaved head. And then over her left shoulder was David Corden Sweat, obviously Clark Kent. Did you see that?
I missed all this.
That's why you sometimes you got to be on Twitter.
You can find another place to be on Twitter.
So there's a buzz about this. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just seems like things are happening finally that are good for DC. Like, I didn't see a lot of people hate, like, I didn't see a lot of takes about hating the suit. I didn't see a lot of people hating, you know, the look of Nicholas Holt with the shaved head. like there's something, there's some aura that's surrounding Superman, this film that's coming out. So I'm really looking forward to more stuff coming out. Like where it's happening, Kyle. Superman is happening. The DCU is taking off.
What? Wait, you're saying we're getting a Superman movie?
Now, like everything's kind of like we're kind of waiting to see kind of like how this kind of plays out next year, because we've been down this weird
road. I wish I had more confidence in Warner Brothers than I do, because I'd be like, no, Justin, things are gonna be fine. Don't worry about it. But history has not been very kind to that kind of a take.
It just seems like there's just something about it. There just seems like there's just like, I'm beaming over that. I could not be happier. Like I thought that he was gonna go way back and kind of give us like
go back to like a cloth costume.
Like 1940-ish Superman.
Oh my gosh.
Idea. So, because I know that he really does love those early Superman comics and loves Superman, the movie. But I also know that he's a huge fan of Alex Ross and that look and that iconography. So, I'm just glad he's not like, I love Frank Miller and The Dark Knight Returns. Been there, done that. What else can we say about this? Like, it doesn't sound like you're too excited.
I've been giving it never met praise. What are you talking about? I just want more. it's just like, yeah, the colors pop. I like the look of the material, but you know, until we actually see David Gordon Sweat in the suit in the, you know, the full image, it's just part of the picture.
Did you see that they actually cast a guy to play Otis? There's going to be an Otis in this film.
It's a little random, but I'm not. It's James Gunn, so I'm not too surprised, actually. James Gunn's like, who is the most obscure character I can get for this film?
Otis. And like I know that he loved, like that was a little bit, like when I saw that, I was like, Otis, like they're really, I know he loves Superman the movie. But I'm just like, I don't like
Otis though.
So when I saw that, I was like, all right, I guess Otis is going to be the comedic relief like he was in Superman in the movie. Whereas, you know, Lex, you know, the Gene Hackman, Ned Beatty, they were kind of like a comedy duo, comedy team. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. So did you find that picture of them together?
I saw like a group photo from James Gunn, but I didn't see like the TikTok or anything like that. But I did see Nicholas Holt in a shaved head. He actually looks pretty good.
Look at David Corn Sweat with the hat on. Tell me that's not Jim Halpert.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's Clark Kent.
So, but filming, it's happening. I can't wait to see more pictures. We have things to finally talk about again. These last few years have been so, you know, it's been like.
It's been 84 years, Justin. It felt like it.
You want me to tell you this story?
How long have we been in the darkness?
I mean, Nathan Fillion looks good. He looks jacked as fuck.
I actually forgot Nathan Fillion was in this movie until recently.
Look, he looks skinny and jacked as fuck, man.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of the guy who's playing Mr. Terrific with his shirt off. Like they posted a picture of him. Dude, he might be bigger than Henry Cavill was in Man of Steel.
There's a lot of jacked people in this movie, which is fine. That's probably how it should be.
So it's definitely interesting. No. Go. So are you on James Gunn's Instagram?
Yeah.
Go down two, and then you'll see Rachel Brosnahan, Lois Lane, and then like both of them pop up behind her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it now.
It's funny. It just. So,
I mean, what I'm liking from what I've seen, not just here, but like in general, it seems like a lot of the cast like really get along with each other.
Yeah, it feels like
it looks like they're all having a lot of fun actually filming this.
It feels like, you know, when they were making the Suicide Squad, it feels like when they were making Lord of the Rings, like everyone seems to be like getting along, really happy. Like, I'm really high on this film now all of a sudden, where like I was kind of like, all right, look, we're getting another Superman movie. Can't be anything worse than, you know, Justice League.
We have already hit the bottom. Can't go any lower.
It can't be any worse than Justice League. Oh. You know, like, you know, we had like 4 years, you know, for them to release the Snyder Cut, and then that happened. And then there's like, is he coming back? Is he not coming back? Then is Dan Lin going to be in charge of the U? Then all of a sudden James Gunn's in charge of it. Like they're rolling. It's crazy. Like, this has happened faster than I thought it would be. So, I mean, there's a lot of pressure at the studio right now to get this film right, to really, really get this film going, get this universe right, on the right page, on the right track. There's still some things that need to, like, who's going to be playing Batman? Who's going to be the new Joker? Is there going to be a Robin? You know, like, obviously there's going to be a Robin, but is there going to be like Nightwing Robin? I meant. So, you know, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a Flash? What about Aquaman? What about Wonder Woman? Like, it's like, there's a lot of unknowns, but it seems like they got this under control. So, where, like, I remember when Zack Snyder, like when it was Zack Snyder was directing, I was like, all right, like I like 300, but I have my, like, I had my reservations because I was like, I don't want Superman to be like slow-mo, like 300 Watchmen type.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when Kevin Costner was cast, like, holy shit, they got Kevin Costner to play Pa Kent. Speaking of casting, Kyle.
We do get some casting news.
Speaking of casting, like, it's like we're professionals at this.
It was all part of the plan.
Wendell Pierce. Bunk Moreland.
Good old Bunk.
Happy now, bitch. I can't wait for Wendell Pierce to tell Clark, happy now. Like, I hope that's a line.
Happy now, bitch.
Is Perry White in Superman?
I mean, I don't see any issues with this casting, to be honest.
This is when I saw this, I was like, yes. It's out-of-the-box casting. You get a great character actor. Everyone knows him. He's been doing shit since, you know, The Wire. And he's like, he's going to be literally Bunk Moreland smoking on a cigar in the Daily Planet talking to Clark and Lois Lane. Like, I can't wait. Like, out of the box casting, I love it. Like, I didn't even know they were going to, like, obviously they were going to do, like, Perry White, but it's kind of like, are they just gonna like try to find, you know, a low like character actor that no one knows? Hey, you know, Ray Fisher's cast as Perry White.
Oh my god. No, like, as much as I liked Lawrence Fishburne's take on Perry White, I'm very excited for this because I feel like we're gonna get a little bit more of a, I don't want to say comedic, but a little bit more of a lighthearted Perry White. Somebody that might, you know, he can take a joke here or there, you know. He's gonna,
I'm curious what that's gonna look like, the relationship. We didn't get a lot of Lawrence Fishburne in either Man of Steel or BBS. And was he even in Zack Snyder's Justice League? Was he in Justice League? I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there was 4 hours of runtime, so he probably had at least one suit, right?
When I saw that Wendell Pierce, because it was like out of the blue, like this was like last Friday, like 4 o'clock. It's like, Wendell Pierce, this is breaking news. Wendell Pierce has been cast as Perry White. I was like, holy shit, this is great. So,
yeah, it makes me really hopeful that we actually are going to get quite a bit of focus on the Daily Planet stuff.
They're not going to kill off, you know,
we're not just going to kill off Jimmy Olsen off screen in the first 5 minutes of a movie.
I just like, those are my issues with, you know, Zack Snyder. Just like, he's trying to like contort the characters and to make them relevant, but like, it's okay to go down like the Captain America like route too. You know, like they kind of like play up like what worked about the Captain America, the first Avenger, and then when you got to
the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, when you get to the Winter Soldier, like they played up, you know, the mythos. They played it straight. They didn't try to contort many things. And like when you get to Winter Soldier, it's like, yes, this is what this should be. So like, and like that was just like one of the, like, again, like I love Man of Steel. You know, like, I mean, I have issues with the last 30 minutes, which like I will never change that tune. I think the first, you know, 40 minutes on Krypton are amazing, spectacular. You know, the fight in Smallville was fun and amazing. And, you know, you finally get to see Superman punch something for the first time ever. but like when you get to BVS, it's kind of like he doubled down. I'm like, you know what? They didn't like this. So if they don't like that, they're not.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, oh, what? They didn't like the kind of the more serious and like depressing Superman. Well, here's more of it.
We're going to kill off everyone's favorite photographer.
We're going to kill him off in the movie. Hope you don't want to see us do the Return of Superman again.
I'm just like, and like they made him like this weird CIA officer. And then like, I remember in the extended edition, they like show him actually being killed in like a night vision type of a thing. It's like, not only did you kill this man, everyone's favorite photographer, there's no more famous photographer. And any other than Peter Parker is the only other famous comic book photographer.
I mean, I don't want to shit on Zack Snyder because I do enjoy his films. But to me, they're like junk food. They're like, oh, yeah, there's something I will eat kind of as a guilty pleasure. I will enjoy it in the moment. I might end up regretting it later. But in the moment, I'm having a good time. I'm not putting him on a pedestal and calling him high art like some people do. Let's just be real. There are some issues that there are some questionable decisions that were made, but that's all in the past. We can't undo them now. Like, it is what it is.
Had 15 villains in BVS.
We need more.
Killing Superman off in the second movie.
More.
You're right. Like that's what a perfect way to kind of like summarize, you know, the Zack Snyder era. And I love Wonder Woman and I enjoy Aquaman. I haven't seen the second one, like, you know, but I mean, this, I don't know if I was telling you this or someone else, but that suit reveal kind of made me forget about the Flash. It kind of makes up for the Flash.
Damn it, Justin. I forgot about the Flash until you just mentioned it. Can we please just let it die? I don't want to remember the horrendous CGI anymore.
And like, that's what's going to be awesome. Like they're going to have the time and the budget to really get this. But then it sounds like he's doing this all practical too. Like there's going to be a limited amount of CGI. Like he's made it very clear that he wants this to be as practical as it can be. So I haven't seen the third Guardians, but I hear the flying stuff in the third Guardians is pretty great. So
let's just say things are in good hands.
So, and I like the flying, you know, and the Donner and Singer and Zack Snyder was able to do it really good job with it, but it's not about that. Superman's about the story. Superman's about, you know, the mythos. Superman's about the legend. It's about the characters. The flying's important too, but all we need to do is believe a man can fly. That's it. So, but Wendell Pierce, as we kind of got off on a tangent there, I can't believe we got Wendell.
Great actor. It's going to nail this role. I can already feel it.
Oh yeah. And he's going to be around for a long time. It's like, if they can get Wendell Pierce for Perry White, who the fuck are they going to get for Jim Gordon? Like, holy shit.
It pains me the fact that we had the perfect Gordon And then we kind of wasted it.
J.K. Simmons.
We had J.K. Simmons, put him in Justice League, and then the entire universe crashed. It's like, oh, now he's back over at Marvel. All right. So much for that.
He was a like for what we got of him, like. I'm just like, oh my god, I can't wait. Ben Affleck's gonna be playing a scene with J.K. Simmons in Ben Affleck.
I love J.K. Simmons. He's one of my favorite actors, but he got like one scene in that movie and then it was over. I was like, what the hell?
And that signifies, you know, the Snyderverse. One scene and it's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
only a little salty about it.
It's just like the casting, and like obviously there's still gonna be some roles that have been cast. You know, I still don't think that Lex Luthor is gonna be the main bad guy. I still think Brainiac. I still think Brainiac's gonna come and be the main villain, but I don't know if that's just gonna be like kind of like a CGI type of a thing.
It would be hard to do a practical Brainiac. Not impossible, but it'd be tough.
They can go like a Thanos, or they can go like a Thanos route or a Kang route. Like, you know,
I feel like Brainiac's a little bit tougher to pull off than one of those characters.
Really?
At least tougher than Thanos, but maybe not Kang.
Like, it'll definitely be interesting to kind of. Is it like I said, like who, like there's still some roles that have to be filled. Like we still haven't, like I can't, like it's just we're here. They're filming. It's exciting. They're going to be filming in Cleveland. We're going to get set picks. Or they're going to be filming in Norway. They're going to be filming in Atlanta. We're going to see stuff. It's going to be like, here's, you know, the first look at, you know, a spy picture of, you know, Lex Luthor in a suit, you know, getting dropped off by a limousine. We're going to see, you know, like, you're going to see all these cool things. And apparently Michael Rosenbaum, I saw this last week and I didn't really look much into it, but I thought I saw Nicholas Holt's going to be on Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, holy shit, that's going to break the internet.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see.
Two Lex Luthors, and I don't know if he's going to be able to really talk much about, you know, his take as Lex Luthor. So, and like, I was kind of skeptical with Nicholas Holt, but it's like, I'm kind of like, all right, prove me wrong.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with Nicholas Holt. He's one of those actors where when he's in the right role, he's very good. But a lot of the times I feel like he's not in the right role. And I feel like Lex Luthor could be one of the right roles, mm-hmm. where he can kind of ham it up a bit. He can kind of just be that mustache twirling, like super billionaire villain. Like there's some fun to be had there.
I just wish like after watching Oppenheimer, I know you still haven't seen it, Kyle. I kind of wish Killing Murphy would have been Lex Luthor after watching that.
He'd be a good one. Yeah.
So it just, like I said, prove me wrong. I'm here for it. Like, you know, like I was kind of skeptical, but after seeing that for that first kind of look, at the suit, I'm like, all right, you've piqued my interest. What's that line in Django Unchained?
First you had my curiosity, but now you have my full attention or something like that.
Interest. Like, that's where we're at with it. Anything else that's happening?
What else is happening in the world of DC? I mean, now that filming has started, I'm sure we will be getting a steady stream of stuff, but we're still kind of early on.
I think we're about a month away from, like, real news. I feel like mid-April, May, it'll be interesting to kind of see what kind of news comes out, because filming this movie and being the architect of the DC universe, you know, obviously Peter Safran's his producing partner. So Peter will probably, you know, take the reins of that part of it. But my question going forward is, if Superman is successful, is James Gunn going to come back to do more Superman movies?
Because this is only somewhat related to what you're talking about, but has there been an official word on like what the budget for this film is going to be like?
I've heard, like, I saw, like,
I've seen some people throw out numbers that seemed very high.
Yeah.
But I don't know how accurate those actually are.
I saw, would you see like 320 or 360 or something?
Yeah, like over 300 million. Which, you know, depending on how much they actually put into the marketing of this film, which I would imagine they're going to put a lot of marketing into it. This is going to be a movie that needs to break a billion.
My thoughts on this, that this movie's only filming for 4 months. 4 or 5 months. Most of, he said he's doing practical effects. Nothing's going to be wasted. Do I see? Yeah, I definitely see your point. But I think that the brass right now, regardless if the movie does 600, 700, 800 million or a billion, I think what they want is a critically beloved Superman movie, kind of like Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be wrong. That's what I think needs to happen with this first Superman movie.
So, like, you think they might be wanting to kind of just consider it a loss leader if it garners enough attention?
I think that Batman Begins did not do the box office business that they had been hoping for, but it's universally beloved, and some people even consider it better than The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Now,
I know the next two movies definitely made more than that. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Like The Dark Knight made a billion. The Dark Knight Rises made another billion. I think Batman Begins. Let me pull this up. I want to be right on this. Batman Begins box office.
Just the thing that like makes me nervous is recent Warner Brothers, as in like Warner Brothers in the past 10 years, has had a bit of a history of, oh no, something underperformed at the box office. Let's pivot real quick into something else.
Hold on. I think this is back to Batman Begins did 206 domestic, did 375 worldwide. It's not a ton of money.
That feels really low considering its legacy now.
Right. But again, it's universally beloved. It started everything that preceded Batman Begins.
But no, it makes sense considering before that, the previous Batman movie was Batman and Robin. So.
Right. So it's kind of like, I think that's what they're looking at. They're looking at history. Like, look, we had these series of films. They petered out. Like Batman, like, you know, you had Man of Steel that did some money. You had BVS that kind of missed the mark financially and critically. Obviously did 800 million. People like, yeah, did 800 million. Then look how like The Flash did and everything. And then the franchise kind of like flamed out, right?
Yep.
So I think, like, if I'm the studio, yes, I want my film Superman, if I'm putting 300 million, I need it to do 600, 700, 800 million, which it could potentially do. It could potentially do more than that. We don't know. It's all about execution with this film. This movie has buzz around it because it's James Gunn. It has a new Superman. It has Lex Luthor. Now, did I think that Bradley Cooper, like, my only thing about this film so far is there's no big name star. There's no Bradley Cooper in this movie. There's no Robert Downey Jr. Those names bring people to these seats, right?
It is a little interesting considering James Gunn is one of those guys that he could like go to almost any of his acting friends and be like, hey, you want to be in this movie? And they'd be like, yeah, let's do it.
There was a rumor that he had asked Bradley Cooper to do Lex Luthor and Bradley Cooper turned him down. So, but then they kind of, I saw that he realized that his Lex Luthor needs to be the same age as David Cornswell, which is, that's Nicholas Holt right there. So, but like, if you look at it, who's the big name star in Batman Begins? Who's the big name star in The Dark Knight? I mean, obviously Christian Bale.
Christian Bale was a hostile name back then. Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't consider Christian. I think Christian Bale was. Christian Bale came off of American Psycho.
Oh, I was gonna say, I mean, he did American Psycho.
I mean, his next big film was
Rain. What's this? He did a Prestige, wasn't that before Prestige, Batman?
No, Prestige was after. Prestige was 2000.
Was afterwards? Okay.
So, I mean, he did American Psycho. He did Reign of Fire with Matthew McConaughey. So he wasn't like in the.
I guess he wasn't like the A-list. But,
yeah. And after Batman Begins, he did Terminator Salvation. He did Vice. He did all these other films that garnered attention because of Christian Bale. So. Like I said, it feels like that's where, and like I have this, like I think the studio realizes that they just have to have a really good, don't worry about the box office so much this first film. Let's have a really good, obviously they want to make their money back. They want people to go see this movie. They want people to buy tickets. They want people to be streaming this movie. They want people to be, you know, downloading it digitally, buying physical copies of it, you know, buying Superman merchandise.
Oh.
But I think that they're going. I think they just. For me, if I was running the studio, what I like, obviously, I would be like, we need to do what Batman Begins did. Just be universally praised by everyone, fans, critics, the general audiences. If you build it, they will come.
So let me get this straight, Justin. You're suggesting that the key to a successful franchise,
Lois Lane,
is Lois Lane. No, it's to make films that people like.
Yeah, and I have weird shit in it, like Killing Jimmy Olsen.
What a concept. But, you know, you're right. I feel like there's been a lot of getting away from that in Hollywood recently.
I was sitting next to my mom and she saw that Jimmy Olsen was killed. I was like, what?
How do you kill like one of the most iconic side characters in comics? Like, come on.
Like, that's like killing J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, imagine if, like, within the first 5 minutes of Spider-Man 2, J. Jonah Jameson just dies off screen.
Like, what? Mom was like, what?
Yeah, it'd just be like, what? Why did we do that?
Why are they killing Jimmy Olsen? And like my ex-girlfriend like wasn't my
because this is a super serious mature take on Superman and people gotta die.
Okay, like kill random ass motherfuckers. like what it's just weird. Like that will always just be like one of the, I'm just like, what?
Like why did this happen?
And like from then I'm like, uh-oh. You not only did you have Superman kill Zod at the end of the movie, you had Jimmy Olsen killed in like the first 5 minutes of your sequel. It was like, what? Then you had Mark Zuckerberg
putting Jolly Ranchers in people's mouths.
Tell that to Zod snapped neck.
God.
Anything else that we need to talk about?
I was going to say we're going off the rails, but no, I mean, it seems like everything is getting back on the rails. Slowly but surely, nature is healing.
For sure. And like that's the thing though, right? It's finally, it just feels like there is a plan in place until there isn't.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what tomorrow could bring? But for now, it seems like there's a plan. Right. It seems like they're executing on that plan.
Though,
the question remains is, if Superman Legacy is successful, does James want to do another Superman?
I can see him doing another one.
And like, that's the problem that we've had with Superman movies. We haven't had someone that's been around more than one movie. I mean, I would say, like, obviously Richard Donner directed two, but he was kind of taken off, and more people know Superman, the Richard Lester cut. You got Superman Returns. You know, Bryan Singer just did one. Then you have Man of Steel, and then you had BVS, but that was more of a Batman than a Superman movie, let's be honest.
Yep.
And then when he tried to do, you know, Justice League, like, that was Justice League.
We know the drama around Justice League.
It's like, I want someone to stay on Superman longer than one film. Now, if he, like, if he did two Superman movies and he's like, all right, I want to do, like, I want to direct, you know, Justice League, or I want to do, you know, this or that, or I'm just going to be writing, you know, the screenplays to these movies, and I'm going to hire this amazing director, you know, like, I'm okay with that. Like, I just want him to be around for two. Give me two, James.
Well, here's what I'll say. If James feels there is enough story where he needs a second film to tell it, then go for it. But if he finishes this and says, I don't have anything more I want to contribute to Superman, then by all means, don't force a second movie when you don't think it's necessary. But if it's good and you have more to say, then yeah, by all means, do another one, please.
I think that sets up this universe, and I do think he'll come back for a second one. And then it's kind of like, what's like, how many, like, how long is he signed for? Like, are they going to back the Brink trucks up to James? To James going to be like, hey, we want you for another 10 years. Here's $300 million.
It's going to depend on how the first film does.
like I said, if it does, if that film is the Batman Begins of the DC universe going forward, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
It has to be good. It has to be universally beloved. It does not have to be zany like Guardians of the Galaxy was. It needs to be Superman. It needs to be American Pie. It needs to be, you know, a hamburger with your family on a barbecue day. It needs to be Americana. So I don't know. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Nothing else is coming to mind at the moment.
Have you played Kill the Justice League?
Are you offering to buy me a copy of it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not offering that.
Then hell no, I'm not playing it. Although it's funny you say that, because day by day, I have been keeping an eye on the player numbers. Okay. There's like less than 100 people playing a day now. There's more people playing Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Origins, and Arkham Knight.
Well, how do you know that that's what they're doing?
Because that's all publicly tracked. You can see player numbers.
Like online. Like if I turn on my PlayStation, I don't have like PlayStation Network or whatever it is.
Well, Kill the Justice League is an online game. You can only play online.
Oh, okay.
So there might even be more people playing those single player games than are being tracked, but they're still beating Justice League or Suicide Squad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'll have to send you some stuff later, but yeah, there's a lot of issues, technical issues, game design issues. There's a lot that doesn't. It's not a coherent product.
Man, we had it made about 10 years ago. We had Arkham City, Arkham Origins, and it all tumbling down.
Is it go back 10 years? The Nolan trilogy is still fresh in our minds. We're playing Arkham City on our PlayStation 3s. Those are the good old days.
Do you have a PlayStation?
Huh?
Do you have a PlayStation 3?
I eventually got one, but I had a Xbox 360 for a while.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Like, we literally, you know, had like the best. And then in just 3 years, 2015, Arkham Knight, 2016, BVS,
Right. It's like, yeah. Ever since the mid 20 teens, it's been downhill. I don't know. Maybe that's maybe that means we're back on an upswing. Who knows?
Damn, because it's been a drought.
It's been a while.
It's been a fucking drought for good DC games.
I will say, Monolith is working on a Wonder Woman game. That sounds promising.
Boo! I don't give a fuck. Not because it's Wonder Woman. Give me Batman. Give me proper Batman.
I'm not disagreeing. I'd prefer a Batman game, but I'm just saying that don't discount the Wonder Woman game. It could be good. Could be good.
I don't want a Telltale Batman game. You gave you literally had the engine already there. You just had to keep giving us new ones. You don't have to update shit. You just had to update the story. What's Batman going to do this weekend, guys? Oh, we already beat Doctor Strange, and you already killed the Joker and Ra's al Ghul. You know, he's got Bane broke out of Arkham Asylum, or, you know, like, Harvey Dent, or, you know, like.
But look, you say that, but how about instead I offer you the opportunity to play a game where the Flash pisses on the Flash's dead corpse?
He does not.
He does. He does.
Why?
Because it's funny. I don't think it's funny, but apparently the writer said.
I miss Paul Dini writing Batman games.
We miss you, Paul. He was a great guest on the show.
Jesus Christ. We were so excited, you just depressed the fuck out of me.
I'm sorry.
You know you're not. You're over there like, you're like C. Montgomery Burns. Yes. All right, that's going to do it for 210 of this podcast. Make sure that you're doing everything that you can to like us, subscribe to us, listen to us, support this podcast just by listening, by following us on X, or formerly known as Twitter, at Shailen on Bat. I know that Kyle, did you delete yours, or are you just not on it?
I'm just not on it. Don't follow me on X. I will not respond.
Yes, I snorted because I just can't believe that. I will not respond.
If you're looking for me to respond on X, you will not find it there.
Make sure that you are going to our Facebook page, the Shailen on Batman podcast. I'm just happy things are happening. We have content that we can talk about. We have things to discuss. So it looks like things are going to be ramping up for us. So, like I said, like it just feels good to finally be able to talk about DC films and content and games and all that stuff. Even though the games blow and we didn't talk about them.
I'm going to go back and play Arkham City.
Oh my God.
I could replay the game all day.
So, but that's going to do it for episode 210. Later.